More than 100 people gathered at the tribal office building on Black River Falls to watch Daniel Lipke take the oath of office. As the Ho-Chunk Nation's first police chief, he's now expected to develop a budget and build up his department.
Right now, the staff is me. Now the fun begins.
Lipke says he'll apply for federal grants and see what other money and resources are available through the recently approved Tribal Law and Order Act. Lipke says building up and maintaining a police force is essential for tribal sovereignty.
Not only will I be enforcing, or my officers be enforcing state and federal laws and regulations, we'll also be able to enforce our own, which we have never been able to do yet because we haven't had a tribal police force. Part of sovereignty is governing yourself, and if we have our own police force, we can do that.
Lipke hopes to eventually hire an all-Native American police force. Then he says he'll tackle some major issues affecting the Ho-Chunk community.
I truly believe that the youth are the future, and I'd like to do something to keep them out of gangs, keep them away from drugs. And of course, it's a stereotype, but all stereotypes have a basis in reality that alcohol abuse is rampant with Native Americans, and I'd like to do what I can to help people overcome that as well, because that's a major thing for domestic abuse, obviously OWIs, things like that.
Jurisdiction will be tricky, as the Ho-Chunk community is spread out over 14 counties. Lipke says for now, tribal members will still need to call up city or county law enforcement agencies for help, at least for a couple more years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.